An area of low pressure tracked into the Great Lakes area last night, bringing a round of rain to our region. The rain was heavy at times, and there were some thunderstorms as well during the overnight period into this morning. Now the steady and heavy rain has moved well off to our east, as low pressure is now tracking across southern Canada. Its cold front is working its way across our area, triggering another round of scattered showers late this afternoon. So we'll have the chance for a passing shower and perhaps even a briefly heavier burst of rain between now and sunset or so. Temperatures in front of that cold front have been fairly mild, running in the 50s. We've even had some areas come up into the 60s this afternoon where sunshine has poked through the cloud cover. Further west, though, it's quite a bit cooler, and as we work through the night and the cold front comes through, we'll see some of that cooler air work its way in from west to east across the region. By and large, many of the showers will come to an end, though there could still be a snow or rain shower, mainly north and west of Albany, as temperatures fall back into the upper 20s and 30s across the region. As we work through the day tomorrow, we'll have high pressure build in from the north. There's going to be a fairly gusty wind out of the northwest. I wouldn't be surprised to see wind gusts at times reach over 30 miles per hour tomorrow. And it's going to be a cooler day with highs running mainly in the 40s. We'll have some 50s south of the capital region. By Thursday, that high pressure area will work its way to the south, centering itself near the I-95 corridor, and that will allow for a fairly gusty southwesterly wind to set up across the region. It's also going to help to push in some milder air, so after a cooler day tomorrow, temperatures on Thursday will rebound back well into the 50s and lower 60s. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of rain and snow showers, low 28 to 34. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, breezy and cooler, high in the 40s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Mostly cloudy tonight, a chance of rain or snow showers, low 28 to 34. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, windy and cooler, with highs in the 40s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, windy and cooler, high 50 to 55. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, partly cloudy tonight, low 30 to 35. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, windy and cooler, high in the mid to upper 40s. Region-wide on Thursday, a mix of sun and high clouds, breezy and warmer, with highs in the 50s and lower 60s. And on Friday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, high in the 50s to around 60. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.